Reunited and it feels so good. Reunited, Donnie, touch my wood. Oh, the reunion that America has been waiting for. It might finally happen. And you don't have to lie to me. You're in a safe space here with KC. I know you have been clamoring for more of Don Lemon since he was fired by CNN last spring. Matter of fact, let me know in the comments below. Tell me how excited you are about the possibility of Donnie and his fresh lemons returning to cable news. While you're at it, make sure to like and subscribe. We are here every day, 7 days a week. There is no such thing as sick here on the channel. We are here every day to fill you in on the absolute insanity at Woke United Methodist. And by the way, I'm sure you guys who watch every day, I'm sure you've noticed a little bit of a delay lately in upload times. I'm having a lot of internet problems right now. It's taking me 2 hours instead of 2 minutes to get videos uploaded, but hopefully that is going to be resolved tomorrow. Anyway, you are not going to believe how I spent 30 minutes of my time this afternoon. I'm almost ashamed to admit this. I must really love and appreciate you guys because I spent half an hour this afternoon watching one of the most boring interviews I have ever seen. That's no bullshit, and that's also saying a lot coming from me. We cover a lot of boring shows here on the channel. The flatulating Yenta's on The View. Earlier this morning, I sat through a painfully boring monologue delivered by Jim Kimmel. Throughout the week, I had to watch clips of Caitlin Collins, Katie Roo, or America's favorite fossil, Wolf Blitzer, woof, woof, woof. But none of that compares to the boredom I experienced as I watched this interview this afternoon with Don Lemon. Yesterday, Donnie made sure his lemons were peeled and ready for a fresh squeeze as he sat down for an interview with Mediaite. Now, the site is founded by Dan Abrams. I wouldn't put Mediaite in the shitfuck category. I wouldn't lump them with the New York Times or the Washington Post or daily consumers of the woke wiener like Keith Olbermann. Keith Poo! At the same time, I would not describe Mediaite as a conservative news outlet either. They definitely lean towards the left. But to Dan Abrams' credit, he has built one of the busiest news sites in the country. But their presence here on YouTube... Their presence here on YouTube would have to be described as non-existent. Mediaite has less than 5,000 subscribers. View counts on most of their videos are in the double digits. The channel you are watching right now, we get more views in 2 or 3 minutes than Mediaite gets on videos that have been uploaded for 2 or 3 days. There's a reason I'm bringing that up. Don is not only a lemon, he's also a star. And if you don't believe me, just ask Donnie himself. He will proudly tell you. Why would a star of his magnitude agree to an interview with a fledgling YouTube channel? Why would a supposed mainstream celebrity waste 30 minutes of his time recording an interview that no one is going to see? This interview with Donnie was uploaded over 24 hours ago. In the span of 24 hours, it has amassed a total of 1,580 views. Less than 1,600 views for America's favorite lemon. I thought Donnie was a big star. I thought America was clamoring for his special brand of lemonade. Truth is, Don Lemon, I think, agreed to this interview for one reason and one reason only. Attention. Over the years, we have talked a lot about attention addicts. The addiction to attention, it's no different than being addicted to substances, at least mentally speaking. When you are addicted to attention, you will do anything, anything to get your fix. Doesn't matter if a platform has 400,000 subscribers or, in the case of Mediaite, barely clinging to 4,000 subscribers. Any attention is good attention. Don Lemon is so important. He's such a big star. Mediaite, they brought in one of their heavy hitters to do this interview, Jaden McLaughlin. KC, who in the hell is Jaden McLaughlin? He appears to be one of the Martians that the Star Trek virgin Mike Freeman from USA Today tries to seduce on his weekend trips to the Red Planet. According to his bio, Jaden is the editor-in-chief at Mediaite. Judging by the photographs he provided, he appears to enjoy long walks on the beach by himself, possibly running away from the seduction of Mike Freeman. He also enjoys wearing what appears to be extremely cheap sunglasses. All kidding aside, Aidan McLaughlin, he's probably a good dude. I found no evidence to indicate that he is a grade A shitfuck. Now, with that being said, if he wants to make it in the media, I would recommend finding more interesting people to interview, because this interview he did with Don Lemon, it ain't cutting it. I sat through this interview looking for one clip. Headline over at Fox News: Don Lemon leaving the door open to CNN return. Leaving the door open. Nah, that's just too easy. But towards the end of the interview, Jaden asked Donnie if he was interested in joining MSNBC. Well, that's a bit strange. I don't remember Don Lemon being recruited by MSNBC. Last I checked, MSNBC, they only hired people who were capable of drawing ratings, something Donnie is not capable of doing. Also, over the last three or so months, MSNBC has told us over and over and over that they have a responsibility to deliver the truth. Kind of hard for Don Lemon to deliver the truth when he is allergic to it. Donnie, he claimed that if another network wanted to squeeze my lemons, it would really depend on the terms. Yeah, I'm calling bullshit on that. If MSNBC called Donnie tomorrow and gave him the opportunity to have his own show in prime time, he would probably pay them. He would tell them to send him an invoice every 2 weeks instead of a paycheck. After Donnie failed to answer the question truthfully, Aidan McLaughlin, he asked if Don would be interested in reuniting with CNN. Listen to his response.
Would you ever go back to CNN?
I would never say never. Most of the people who were involved in my ousting are gone.
Right.
And so it's kind of like, it's kind of the place that it was, you know, before you got there.
Never say never. Let me translate that for you. I am begging to go back to CNN. I should have never been fired to begin with. I was the only star at the network. They replaced a star of my caliber with some charisma vacuum named Katie Rue. How's that working out for them? Yeah, I would have to agree with Donnie here. Don't get me wrong. The Lemon was an absolute disaster in prime time, but he was nowhere near as disastrous as Katie Rue Collins. Last week, for the first time since last spring, Don Lemon made an appearance on CNN. Now, this was not coincidental. This is pure speculation on my part, but I think CNN President Mark Thompson, I think he is seriously considering bringing back Don Lemon. Sure, Donnie is claiming that he wants to continue his new venture, the Don Lemon Show, but that is never going to provide the attention that he craves. Even if he were to gain a million subscribers here on YouTube, it's just not the same as the attention that he would receive working in the mainstream media. Even though the Titanic known as CNN is slowly sinking to the bottom of the woke sea, CNN, they are still considered to be a part of the mainstream media. I'm starting to wonder, if the stunt that he pulled with Elon Musk was orchestrated to get him back into the headlines, maybe, just maybe, it was orchestrated to get Don Lemon back on CNN's radar. Remember that list of unreasonable demands that Donnie gave Elon Musk? I know we make fun of him all the time here on the channel, but Don Lemon is a smart dude. He's very calculated. He had to know that Elon Musk would never give in to those demands. Right now, Don Lemon, his value is at an all-time low. It wouldn't surprise me if Donnie agreed to return to CNN and work for free. At minimum, it would not surprise me if he returned at a supremely discounted rate. For starters, Donnie doesn't have any leverage here. He has been sitting on his phone for months waiting for it to vibrate. MSNBC ain't calling. Newsmax ain't calling. His former partner in the Butt Bongo band, the man News Nation is paying seven figures to draw ratings in the low six figures, Chris Cuomo. Hey, it's me, Chrissy C! Chrissy isn't calling Donnie, begging him to join News Nation. Matter of fact, I think their bromance is over. If I remember correctly, I think they had a bit of a lover's quarrel and deleted each other's phone numbers. The point is, if CNN is really interested in Don Lemon, he does not have any leverage in potential negotiations. Looking at this purely from CNN's perspective, they would be fools if they did not rehire Don Lemon. KC, are you out of your mind? Why in the hell would they want Don Lemon? His ratings were in the pooper. He can't draw an audience. I know. Don Lemon, he was responsible for tanking their primetime lineup. When Chris Licht moved him to morning television, a move that Don Lemon lied and claimed was a promotion, Donnie was responsible for setting record low ratings in the mornings. However, from CNN's perspective, rehiring Don Lemon, it would not be about drawing ratings. You wouldn't be paying him to solve your ratings problem. Hell, they have tried that with Bill Maher and Charles Barkley. It didn't work. If two superstars and media can't solve the problem, how in the hell can you expect a sour lemon to solve it? Since Don Lemon was fired at CNN, what is the one thing the network has been missing? What is the one thing that Don Lemon excels at? Creating controversy, commanding the attention of the mainstream media. When Don Lemon was at CNN, he was making media headlines every week. Sometimes he was making headlines every day. Now, sure, it wasn't translating into television ratings, but at least it kept CNN relevant. When you're a cable news organization, the last thing you want to be is forgotten. Over the last 12 months, CNN has been all but forgotten. Ratings have gone from bad to worse. Think about it. Just think about it. Look at CNN's entire daily lineup from morning to prime time. Who commands the attention of the media? It's not Andy Cooper. Damn sure not Wolf Blitzer. The damn Wolf. He almost barfed on a hairball last month live on the air, and it was barely noticed. Caitlin Collins, she couldn't get attention if she did her show in a bikini. The only time Laura the coat handler gets noticed is when patrons at Club Shay Shay need a secure place to keep their jackets. Name another personality at CNN as polarizing, as controversial as Don Lemon. There's not one. It would be a smart move, especially if they could get him for cheap. It would be a smart move for CNN to reunite with Donnie. The good news is, he already has some support. Jemele Hill, she is demanding that CNN bring Donnie back home. Give me your thoughts on this. Don Lemon, he hints at a possible reunion with CNN. Would this be a good move for the network? Is the attention that Donnie brings to CNN, would that attention be worth the trouble that he creates? You let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. Appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.